Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger diss ECOWAS, issue own passports. Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger collectively declared their withdrawal from the 15-nation ECOWAS, alleging that it undermines their sovereignty by acting as an instrument for foreign interests. The provisional president of Mali, Colonel Assimi Goïta, has declared that his nation, in collaboration with Burkina Faso and Niger, will introduce new biometric passports as part of the recently established Alliance of Sahel States, AES, formed last year following a rift with the West African Regional Organization. Transitional leader made this announcement shortly after Burkina Faso's military administration released new biometric passports that do not feature the logo of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, on their covers. The Burkinabe security minister, Mahamadou Sana, stated that the decision to eliminate the ECOWAS emblem from official documents was a direct consequence of Ouagadougou's choice to exit the organization. In the near future, a new biometric passport for the AES will be introduced, designed to standardize travel documents within our shared region and enhance the global mobility of our citizens, Goïta remarked during a speech commemorating the first anniversary of the AES. Last January, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger collectively declared their withdrawal from the 15-nation regional organization, alleging that it undermines their sovereignty by acting as an instrument for foreign interests. This bloc, which encompasses over 400 million individuals, had issued a warning regarding the potential deployment of a French-supported military force to invade Niger in an effort to restore democratic governance following the removal of Nigerian President Mohamed Bazoum in July 2023. The three military leaders have terminated their defense agreements with France, citing interference and the inability of French troops to effectively address jihadist violence in the Sahel, despite their involvement for over a decade. They have further criticized the French government for its lack of support in their struggle against the persistent jihadist threats in the Sahel region. The former French colonies have announced their decision not to rejoin the West African political and economic bloc, of which they had been members for nearly 50 years. In a joint statement, the interim leaders of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger declared that they had instructed the relevant ministers to urgently draft additional protocols to address the potential consequences of their exit from ECOWAS. ECOWAS has refuted the allegations and has actively sought to persuade the three nations to reconsider their stance, cautioning that their departure would jeopardize free trade and movement within the region. In February, it lifted economic and travel sanctions imposed on Bamako, Niamey, and Ouagadougou, and recently appointed Senegalese President Bassirou Diomaye Faye to facilitate discussions regarding the reinstatement of the Sahel leaders. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.